The Grind.
It's The Grind with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, Mr.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
Wake up, everybody.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much it takes and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hit and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that. That's how winning is done.
We grind from the bottom to make it to the top. Through the joy and through the pain.
That's how winning is done.
That's how winning is done. That's how winning is done. That's how winning is done. And we ain't stopping, homie. We shine on them suckers. We ball on them haters. If you got money in the club, homie.
That's how winning is done.
That's how winning is done. That's how winning is done. That's how winning is done. And we ain't stopping, homie.
Fresh out the land's belly. Hey, tell the world I'm ready. Take them foes off and put some sixes on the Chevy. Ain't no holding me back, cause I'm the new disease. And a whole lot of money is the cure for me. Obviously, I'ma be riding in the mighty seat. Open up the doors and let the town hear the TIP. My brother just got murdered, he doing bedtime. Fatty Chrome and Wiki Wheel doing fed time. But I can't stop my neck. I gotta grind your dick. My kids gon' bury me in hundreds when I see the dick. My granny got took from me and I ain't stop hurting. She said, Ray, don't give up. Just keep that swagger working. So that swagger working. Every day I'm working. Cause it's hard to have swagger when your pocket's hurting. But it's all good. Yes, it's all good. Round this time next year, I'm about to hood.
We grind from the bottom to make it to the top.
My destiny, extremely close to my victory, cause here comes trials and troubles, jealousy and envy. I must be close to what you have for me. I must be close to my overflow, extremely close to my miracle, cause here comes confusion, problems, and enemies. I just believe that I must be close to what you have for me. So much is given, so much is required. Be qualified, must go through the fire, but I won't smell I'll be better than before. If God is in my life, just to let me know I must be close. I'm extremely close.
through it. I'll go through it. I just believe I must be close to it. So close to it. Oh, so close to it.
As long as you're with me, I'll get through it.
I'm going to get through it.
I'll get through it.
It may be hard to find.
Love that song. Song really, really speaks to my heart. But look, you know, welcome to the grind this morning, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the music this morning. Hope you enjoyed the tough love this morning. I wanted to hit you in the stomach, then I wanted to tug at your heartstring a little bit. But, you know, this is the realest show ever, guys. Unscripted conversation, absolutely 100% real. Want to bring some stuff to you guys. Want to help bridge some gaps and talk about some things that are really, really, I think are really, really important. Some things that I've actually been, I struggled with at some point in time, and I figured out a way to actually come out of it or get ahead, and that's what it's all about, you know. There was never a person that said that you're never going to have any struggles. All right, there were going to be struggles, there were going to be trials, there were going to be tribulations. And, you know, it's not about, you know, what happens, but it's more so about how you handle, you know, what happens. And you heard, you know, the song, it says, you know, I must be close to what you have for me, because here comes, you know, all of the adversity that goes along with, you know, when you start moving to a certain height. And you start figuring some things out, there are some negative forces that are always going to come against you to try to keep you where you are, to keep you feeling sorry for yourself, to keep you stagnant, to keep you, you know, right there in that vein where you can continue to be non-inspirational instead of inspirational. And there's so many voices that are going to come in your head that are going to tell you, you know, exactly the opposite of what you already know. You know, there's never really a lack of what, you know, you've really been called to do. There's no lack of knowing that you were created for greatness, and you were created for to do something unique only you can do. People know that, but it tends to be that thing that gets to people that starts to discourage them. The negative forces start to pull them back, and they go backwards. They start thinking about what happened as opposed to what's going to happen. So we stop looking forward and we start staying where we are and even looking over our shoulders, you know, continuously. But I've heard so many different things that people will say and do to to really validate where they are and what they're doing. And that could be negative or positive, but more so I hear it on a negative side, you know, guys. And if you're thinking about somebody right now, And you know, I'm going to talk about some stuff this morning that's really going to bridge some gaps. Go ahead and reach out to that person that's on your mind. Whoever's coming to your mind right now, reach out to them. You know, tell them, you know what, dial into the grind. Tell them to dial in the 657-383-1291. And I promise you something that'll be said on the show this morning will help them bridge a gap and help them move out of a stagnant and place of standing still to a place to where they're going to move forward and start to do some things in their life that's going to be a light for someone else to move forward as well. So go ahead and call that person or text that person and tell them to jump on. And, you know, this thing isn't all about, it's not all about ratings. It's not all about, you know, how many people we can get on. This is all about, you know, if there's 50 people on the line, if just one person was able to get some gaps bridged or just one gap bridged in their life and in the thing called life that we struggle with every day, if just one person can get some relief this morning, then, you know, the show was well worth it. So, you know, this show is also heard, you know, over and over and over again out there on the World Wide Web and Blog Talk Radio Land. People can dial in and listen to this show at any point in time. You guys, you can always go to blogtalkradio.com/thegrind101 and listen to every single episode that's ever been done. And it's amazing how God really anoints a thing that he calls a person to do, how he anoints the thing that he calls you to do. And as you grow and as you evolve in it, you know, you realize from the beginning that this is not just for me. You know, it's for everybody that can see some value in it. It's for anybody that has an issue that they may be struggling with that very day that you're talking about it. So that's why it's important that we reach out to others and we help them bridge the gaps. And through our lives, we actually live, you know, what we say, as opposed to living something totally different than what we're saying. So I take pride in that, ladies and gentlemen. So I want to talk about something this morning, and it's something that's going to step on some toes, but that's what we do over here. It's okay. Put your steel toe boots on and you'll be okay. All right. It's okay to get your toes stepped on. It's better to get your toes stepped on than your head smashed. And that way, you know, you can live the fight again another day. But, you know, I want to say that it's not them. It's you. It's not them. It's you. Now, hold on one sec, everybody. So again, it's not them, it's you. And you've heard it before. People say, you know, well, you know, you keep talking about everybody else, but what about you? And we don't want to accept that, really. We just don't. We want to keep blaming what we do on someone else when we're really not understanding and realizing that our thoughts are powerful. You know, you really, when you think about what you think every day, be it negative or positive, you know, your thoughts are powerful. But what happens with people sometimes, they spend more time managing other people's thoughts, you know, than their own. And we really don't have time to try and manage someone else's thoughts, you know, when you're busy trying to manage your own thoughts. And I've always thought that was, you know, that was interesting, because a lot of people definitely are concerned about how people feel about them or what people think about them. And, you know, subliminally, we all are. We all want to be accepted. You know, we all want to be that person that people talk about in a favorable light. We just want to be that person, and it's okay. But in order to be that person, you know, you have to control your thoughts. And if you control your thoughts, then that means you control your actions. So actions come from thoughts. So if we're controlling the way we think or managing our own thoughts, as opposed to trying to convince someone else about how, you know, about how they should feel, then we're good. Right. So we grow, and through our growth, someone else sees that growth and they're able to glean from it and grow themselves. You know, we're called to let our light shine. Right. So, you know, you'll find yourself spinning in the mud when you try to control someone else's thoughts. And you're gonna figure out very quickly that you're not going somewhere else, and all you're really trying to do is control other people. And after a while, ladies and gentlemen, that gets old. It gets very, very old. Because I've always said, you control 100% of what you do. You can't control what somebody else does, not consistently at least. You know, eventually that person is going to figure out that you're trying to control them. So why not just control yourself, control what you do? Set that example. So your thoughts are very, very powerful. So again, it's not them. It's you. Their lasting thoughts of you really are only generated through the actions that your thoughts produce, through the actions that your thoughts produce. If it's a negative action, then it's a negative response and a negative light that they see you in. Positive actions see people in positive lights. All right. So your thoughts define you. What's done in the dark always, always, always comes to the light in some way, shape, form, or fashion. And, you know, I used to wonder about that one, because I'm like, people do a lot of dirty stuff in the dark. All right. People do a lot of dirty stuff when they think no one else is watching. People have, you know, some people tend to have a gross lack of integrity. And that gross lack of integrity in some way, shape, form, or fashion causes what's done in the dark to come to the light. It may not always be verbally. It may not be you may not know that it even came to the light. Yeah, one thing I realized is that people will function around you. People will act like nothing's wrong around you, but they'll talk about your shortcomings behind your back. They'll talk about things that they've heard or things that such and such has said and yada, yada, yada. All of this stuff happens. You cannot control that. What you can control is the content. You can control what you do behind closed doors. You can control what you do in the dark with the premise of knowing, hey, this is what I'm doing now is in some way, shape, form, or fashion is going to come to the light. And no matter how I slice it, it's really not going to shed a favorable light on me. Right? So controlling what you do, your thoughts, 100%, because you're the CEO of your own mind. So we just don't have time to try and be the CEO of someone else's mind, you know, and we've got things that we do. We got coaching and mentoring and things of that nature, you know, that we do and that we partake in. And, you know, what's happening is, you know, there are real life experiences being shared. You know, there's some great advice being shared, but that advice only really matters if you take it and actually apply some action to it. You know, we have to learn to be biased toward action, you know, as opposed to being biased towards, you know, standing still. So we have to have that feeling about, okay, if I'm thinking it now, I can't just think it. I got to actually do it. It's something I need to get up. I've thought about it now. I need to actually do it. So it's not them. It's you. It's all on you. It's all on you. You are one thought, literally. You are one thought away from being a millionaire. And in the same light, you're one thought away from being broke and desolate. What's that thing that you're thinking that you can do, or that thing that you're doing that you're really not giving 100%? What is that thing that you're doing that you can create right now and take you from where you are to where you want to be? One thought. As a man thinketh, so is he, right? So the question is, do you have the courage to think big and go big? Think big and go big. Think big and go big. Think big and go big. Do you have the courage to do that? A lot of people don't have the courage to actually think big enough to create something that will hold their feet to the fire long enough for them to get that thing that they want, because it requires something of them. So they would rather just have somebody think for them. But we'll talk about how in a minute, you know, how do you actually get these thoughts? All right. So as a man thinketh, so is he. All right. So do you have that courage to think big and go big? Because we all talk about it all the time. But what are we really doing? What actions are we putting forward? What actions are we putting toward those thoughts that we have? So it's time to go all in mentally for whatever you put your hands to. If you're not going to go all in, you know, mentally and first and foremost to whatever you commit to, then why are you doing it? Why are you committing to something, to do something, and you're not going to go all, you say, well, I'm just going to do a little bit. I'm going to go half in. So if you go half in, you only get half results. You go a little in, you only get little results. But then in the same light, we turn around and say, you know, I'm waiting. You keep saying, I'm waiting on God to move when God is waiting on you to move. You keep saying that you're waiting on God to move when God is waiting on you to move. It's like you have a full toolbox of tools. You can build and create anything that you want to. You got a full toolbox. You have the drills, the hammers, the screws, the nails. You got the wrenches. You got everything that you need in that toolbox. Because, you know, you may have been that person that's studying hard and that person that's eating personal development and you're ready. Your toolbox is full of all sorts of great things. But you just say, I got a full toolbox. See how pretty this looks. I don't want to use these tools because I don't want to get them dirty. See, that's the fear. The fear is you don't want to use them because you don't want to get them dirty because, you know, when your tools are dirty, they don't look good. You know, I want to keep my tools looking clean, not thinking, you know, I can always wash these tools up and shine them up again. Once I'm finished digging this trench with my shovel, I can go and wash it off and shine it up again. So are you using the tools, you know, in your toolbox? So when you're not really, when you're given a full toolbox, ladies and gentlemen, and you're not building anything, you're not thinking beyond where you are. You're not thinking beyond where you are because vision for the future creates the thoughts that create the action that will pull you out or further into whatever you're in. So we know that thoughts create the action. Your thoughts create the action. So why are we concerned about somebody else's thoughts? It's not them. It's really you. You control 100% of what you do. We can't keep saying, you know, well, such and such made me do this, or such and such made me do that. You have the ability to say, no, that's definitely not something positive for me to do. I'm not going to do that. Because if it doesn't sit well with you, you're not gonna wholeheartedly do it anyway. Right? It's going to be very, very reluctant. So that means you're going to have to do it. So your thoughts have the ability to either propel you forward, pull you backwards, keep you basically wallowed in the same mess that you've been in for, you know, 5, 10, 15 years. So your thoughts are powerful. Thoughts become things. I heard that statement over and over and over again. And I realized finally, you know what? Thoughts do become things. If you think about something long enough, you understand how powerful your thoughts are. And you really start looking at your life and you start looking at what you have and you start to think, you say, you know what? Well, I really like that new Hyundai. I like that. And if you've been liking that new Hyundai for quite some time, then you probably have one sitting in the driveway. See, the bigger our thoughts are, the more they scare us. So we start thinking about things that we think we can achieve on a level that we think we can reach, something that we think is not going to require that much of us. Instead of really thinking about and placing your thought pattern on the thing that you really want, it's because I talked about on a previous show, you know, there are two different types of wants, what you want, that looks cute, that just doesn't require anything of you, and what you really want that requires you to move out of that comfort zone and really put some action to those thoughts. See, we can't say we want to be a millionaire or a thousandaire, but we're not willing to do what they do. We can't say that we want the new Bentley truck and we're not willing to do what it takes to get the new Bentley truck. We can't say that we want to be on a stage in front of millions of people and we never, ever do what it takes to get there. There's no personal development. There's nothing that you're putting in your body, It's nothing that you're putting in your mind in order for it to come out. There's one thing that I know that's for certain, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't put it in, it is most certainly not going to come out. It just won't. And the only way that it's going to come out in the way that it's supposed to come out in the time that it's supposed to come out is if you challenge yourself and you put it in and you allow God to pull it out when he's ready for it to come out. It's tough. It's tough to do an unscripted show. It's tough to do. It's tough to just say, you know what, God, you know, just use me. Say what you want to say through me based on what you've poured into me. Based on what I've sat down and actually studied and learned. Just pull it out of me when it's time to pull it out of me, because, you know, there are different battles going on that aren't physical battles right now. So if you think a certain thing, then that thing happens. It may not happen when you want it to happen, but it most certainly will happen when it's time. See, some of us want stuff to happen and we're not ready for it to happen yet. Some of us want to be, you know, millionaires, but we can't budget, you know, the thousands that we have. So in essence, what God is doing is he's preparing us for the harvest, but we don't know it. We get so impatient that we just start settling for certain things. I'm good here. And we start telling ourselves, I don't really want that. I'm good. I hear people say all the time, I'm okay. I don't need all of that. But if you put that same person behind a starting line on a track and you told them that on the other side of that track, there is a briefcase with $1 million in it, they'll run around that track, walk around that track, limp around that track, hobble around that track to get to that money. So as a man thinketh, so is he. So it's not them. You know, it's really you. Because the toughest battles that we're ever going to fight, ladies and gentlemen, in life are the ones that we can't see. We can't see them. Our thoughts. We're fighting battles in our thoughts, and we don't see what's going on. If you think that you're going to be, that you'll never be healthy and fit, then guess what? You probably won't. But if you think it, and constantly you're thinking it, everything that you do is centered around your thought pattern. So as you think that you're going to be healthy and fit, then you'll start practicing the principles of that thing, and eventually it happens. But see, we do live in a microwave society. People really want things to happen right now. They don't want to wait. They don't want to put forth the effort. I mean, we have people right now that are famous for doing negative things. We have people right now that have done, put forth no action, and they're what they call YouTube or Instagram famous. And yeah, it's crazy, the society that we stay in now. But it is what it is, and you have to figure out, you know, where do you fit in? Do you want to be famous for, you know, for jumping off of a building and breaking your arm on YouTube, sticking your finger down your throat and throwing up, and now you've got 1 million hits on YouTube? Is that what you want to be famous for? Your Instagram is blowing up now because, you know, you did something crazy. So in order to whatever you have, in order to maintain it, if you did something crazy, then you have to continue to do crazy things to maintain it. And it just may not be who you are. But who are you? What are your thoughts? What do you want to be in life? What have you asked for? What have you prayed for? What is that thing? Because the battle is definitely not physical. The battle is in your mind. The toughest fights, ladies and gentlemen, in life will be the ones that you do not see, the ones that are fought in your mind. The contemplation of the fight can really precede the physical fight hours, days, weeks, and even years before the physical fight, right? I mean, you could, it could be that, that mental battle that's going on in your head, the thoughts of how it's going to happen. You know, you just take a heavyweight fighter, you know, when he's getting ready to have the his fight, you know, he's preparing for it. That mental battle that he's going through could last for months. And then he gets in the ring. And depending upon how prepared he is, that fight could only last 10 seconds. He could be knocked out, or he could have knocked a person out. You know, I heard Mike Tyson say, he said, you know, when he said, my whole thought pattern is that, you know, I can't wait to get in the ring. He says, my whole thought pattern is I'm so hungry. I'm looking at the person. I'm going into the ring and I'm trying to find the person. As soon as I see him, I lock eyes on him and I'm so hungry. I just want to get in there and tear him apart. I'm so hungry. He said, and I never take my eyes off of him. I get in the ring and I'm looking at him. I never take my eyes off of him. He said, when I step into the ring, he says, I'm a god. He says, I'm undefeatable. I'm unstoppable. You cannot deny me that thing that I've come to get because I've fought for it. Mentally, I've prepared myself. Physically, I prepared my body, and your body will not get prepared physically until the mental aspect of preparing your body is ready. Until you've made a decision that I'm going to prepare my body. I'm going to prepare my body for this fight. And you spend, you know, 6, 7, 8 months working on your abs. And every time you get hit in the stomach in the ring, you know, it doesn't faze you. And your opponent's like, what's happening? But you've prepared for this moment all of that time. No one saw you. No one saw you when you got up at 4 a.m. No one saw you when you were doing the sit-ups in your bedroom. No one saw you when you were doing all of the mountain climbers. No one saw you when you were doing the burpees. And the lights are off, and that's when you're grinding, because the mental battle is the battle. It's the toughest battle to fight. It has nothing to do with the physical. But if you take that and you flip-flop it, if you just physically, you know, try and prepare yourself without committing to that, without being consistent, then that means that you're going to lose every time because you're not ready. We struggle in our minds first, then we manifest the thoughts physically through our actions or the lack of whatever and whoever you allow to influence your pattern of thought, ladies and gentlemen, will define what happens for that particular thing. So now we're back to, you know, who are you exposing yourself to? What are you exposing yourself to? When you don't think it's really in your mind, in your ear gate, you say, I'm really not paying attention to it. It's there. What are you really doing to prepare yourself? What is your thought pattern? Because everything starts the battle, the struggle, the fight. 90% of the fight is fought in your head. But we give up mentally. So therefore, there's no physical input. We just kind of go along with it. And whenever we are somewhere and we're trying to do something physically, we've given up mentally long before we started. We give up while we're there, while we're doing it. We give up. Taking a break while you're doing something is a break. But quitting is quitting, and quitting happens in the mind before it happens physically. So what are your thoughts? We can't keep blaming everybody for everything that's happening in our lives. We control 100% of what we think and what we do. And some of you are saying, well, you know, I can't help that I have to do this, or I can't help that I have to do that. No, everything that you're doing in your life is a product of a decision that you've made. That decision that you made 10 years ago to not get your degree and be at a job that now you need to have a degree to move further, that was the decision that you made. It's no one else's fault but yours. So now you're stuck where you are in that job. So now you're faced with a decision. Do I change my job? Or do I stay where I am? Or do I go and do I get the degree I need? to move ahead further? Or do I just trim all the fat and become an entrepreneur and start my own thing and create everything that I want to create and take a chance and grind it out and chart my own course and have what I want when I want to have it, do what I do want to do when I want to do? Or, you know, there's always choices, ladies and gentlemen. And our thought pattern defines who we are. So if we're thinking about things and something happens, you know, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, we can't blame anybody else for it. We have to take responsibility. And the sooner you take responsibility for where you are, and it's always, it's me, it's my fault. That's my fault. No matter what happens, that's my fault. My fault. You know what? There's some better choices that I could have made. Now you're not deflecting. You're taking ownership. So who are you allowing and what are you allowing to influence your thought pattern? You know, I talk about all the time, you know, the principle of a thing. If you want that thing, you have to practice the principle of a thing. You know, there are some of you that are trying to get fit. Some of you are saying, you know what, I just want to lose weight. And some of you are saying, you know, I'm trying to get, you know, to get that beach body. But you don't even know what food you can and cannot eat. The principles of the thing that you're trying to get have to be adhered to, but in order to adhere to them, you have to know what they are. So if you want to be a hairstylist, you most certainly have to figure out, you know, how to color hair, how to braid hair, how to hot curl hair, and what makes hair grow, what doesn't make hair grow. You have to figure out what are the principles of the thing that I want and plug into those principles. Go all in. Why say you want something and you want to do something, but you make a conscious decision that I'm only going to half do it? I've never really understood that. but where do the power of these powerful thoughts, where do they come from? They come from what we've been through. They come from what we're going through, because we learn and we grow from the good and the bad, right? It's about, do we learn the lessons from the bad things so that we don't repeat them? How often is the same thing happening to you? How often? Because if the same thing is happening to you over and over and over again, then there's something wrong with your thought pattern. You're not learning from your mistakes. You're repeating the same thing. And I've always heard that, you know, doing the same thing and expecting a different result is the definition of insanity. So we're leading this life of insanity because we don't want to change our pattern of thinking, because it's going to require something of us. So we learn and grow from the good and the bad. So we learn all of these life lessons, and how do we apply them to life so that we're not standing still and we're most certainly not moving backwards? How do we apply them to life so that we're moving forward? And the only way to move forward in life is to move out of your comfort zone. Because when you learn a thing, you learn how to do something, and you get very, very good at it. You can be the best accountant, you know, in a company, because you're great at reconciling spreadsheets. You could be, you know, the best jump shooter on the team. You're great at shooting, but you're always going to be known as just that if you never try and do anything different. If that's enough for you, then hey, you're where you want to be. Stay there. But if you're looking to move to the next level and grow, you have to do something that pulls you out of your comfort zone. And it starts with the way you think about what you do. It's not them. It's you. 100% of your thoughts are controlled by you. Ladies and gentlemen, stop blaming the things that have happened in your life on someone else. Start taking responsibility for what has happened. Change your pattern of thinking. Win the battle mentally, and you'll win the battle physically. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for chiming into the grind this morning. It's been an absolute pleasure. We're going to see you guys on Tuesday of next week. We're going to have a special guest on Tuesday and Thursday of next week. So make sure you tell somebody to chime into the grind. because the grind is going to help you bridge some gaps. And we're super excited about what's happening on the show. Guys, the evolution of the grind is definitely prevalent. And we're happy to have all of you guys and really honored to have all of you guys chiming in, you know, every morning to get some gaps bridged in your life and telling other people about the grind in order for them to get some gaps bridged in their life as well. So guys, thank you so much for chiming in. And remember, there's always going to be a brighter day. You just got to change your thought pattern in order for that to happen. God bless you guys. All right.
Verses 16 and 17. Yes, sir. They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore. Preach up. For God shall wipe away, yes, sir, every tear from their eyes. Yes, sir. Get ready for the revolution.
Okay. I know.